bit short because I can't be on for so long, but I went to Dunkin' the other day. I had a coffee. It was so nasty. And then I told them, I was like, it's not made right. And they were like, this. And the kid, I knew he was going to get it wrong again, because as soon as I told him, he was like, okay, let me make it again. So he didn't say that. He said, oh, I'll tell them. So he was like, I'll tell him, yeah, tell him. So then I was like, oh my god. And then he asked me 3 times what it was. It was like, is it this? Is it hazelnut? And he gave me, the first thing he gave me was hazelnut cream. And everybody knows that hazelnut is just bleh. And I was like, no, this is not how I asked. This is not what I told you. I told you 8 French vanilla swirl, 8 cream. I told the person, first time at the speaker, the sticker was right. But what he did was wrong. So he put it in, he did it twice, where it was 8 hazelnut, 8 cream in the coffee. And it was so, I feel like, I could literally feel the taste on my tongue. It was so nasty. So I'm like, ugh. And it, so I'm not even going there because it's so nasty. So I'm like, okay, maybe I should just not come to this Dunkin' anymore, because if they're just gonna do my coffee wrong like this, then it's just like not worth it anymore. So then I was like, okay, let me just go inside. My boyfriend's like, and I felt bad because he drove off, and I hate when he does that because he doesn't understand. Like, you can't just. This is like something that is like common knowledge. Like, your coffee is your coffee, and if it's wrong, you can't just like drive off and just leave it where. As long as I try it first, then you're fine. But I didn't even try my coffee yet. I didn't even put my straw in the coffee yet, and he just pulled off thinking that I would like it. But no, I didn't. It was like 8 hazelnut, 8 cream twice. And then I went inside and I told the girl, and I was like, okay, the guy at the drive thru, he had no idea. He didn't even listen to what I said. And I told him, I was like, this is not the way it's supposed to go. This is not appropriate. I don't feel comfortable with it. This is really not appropriate. And I told him, I was like, you were really good at. And I wanted to tell him off, too. I was like, you're not making this easy on me. This is not appropriate. You're really going to work here, and yet you can't even get an order right. Like, dude, go back to school or something, because literally you're high and you're drunk in a workplace. Not comfortable. Not right. Not for me. But I felt bad, too, because I actually used to work at a Dunkin'. And when we worked there, they had told you, if you were drunk, you could go home. During the daytime they did. At nighttime, they didn't care. And at nighttime they look at the camera, and then it's just like, okay, it's fair game. Like, come on. She's there, she's drunk, you can see it. If you don't see it, then what's the point? Like, I'm still here. I'm still a person. I'm still here. So, I think there's the professor that's here, Mr. Bub, that also follows me on Twitter. I think Ambie does now. She's live right now. There's 3 of you that follow me. I think there's more of you on here that follow me on Twitter. I've been trying to put together some things on, and I have an anchor, so it's JavaPod, Anchor. I have Spotify, that's the same, because Spotify and Anchor are one. I have my Podbean I just started. I didn't put anything on Podbean. I didn't put anything on Anchor in a CastBox in a while, so I decided, you can hear my throat, so I decided to just go with it, and I know I don't have anyone here right now, but I decided to just go with it anyway, and just see where this goes, until my throat is gone. Practically. So let's see where it goes. So I kind of want to go over some like tricks and stuff to like for coffee. And a trick, if your coffee's wrong and you want it to be right, go inside. If you're outside, and go inside, because the staff, they only go by their station. They don't go by who did what or who done it. They're not the whodunit people. They're the Houdini. Because there's always that one person that magically will fix your coffee for you. And there's always like that one Houdini that will be like, oh my god, you made my coffee great. You're amazing. Oh my god, you're so amazing. And there's always that one idiot, like, you're a fucking idiot, my god, I fucking hate you, you made my fucking coffee a piece of shit, my god, I don't fucking like it anymore, don't make my fucking coffee anymore, you spit any piece of shit. And then I'm like in between, where I'm just like, okay, this coffee's gross, let me fix it, let me get somebody to fix it. And after a certain amount of times you can't fix it, then that means that you're not meant to be a coffee person, you're not meant to be a barista, you're not meant to be. If it was meant to be, it was meant to be, and that was not meant to be. And I knew it was not meant to be, because you were not chosen because you look good for the part, not because you were born for the part. So basically you were just left there to be there. So a tip is, before going out as well, look at coupons. I love coupons. They're great. I've had a few coupons that were great, because what they do is they have coupons that are great. They go with like coffee with your breakfast sandwich, or coffee with your hash browns, or hash browns and coffee, or coffee with whatever. And it's great, and I like it, and it's comfortable to me. If it's comfortable to you, go for it. Go for coupons. They're even just, they're like McDonald's. McDonald's has coupons everywhere. Or Wendy's has coupons everywhere. It's like a fast food chain. Dunkin' has coupons. You just have to find where their coupons are, because their coupons are hard to find. Like, the newspaper is where their coupons are. It's hard to find their coupons anymore. So, basically, if you have a coupon, get it. If you don't have a coupon, don't sweat it, because then you can just bring a reusable cup. There's another tip, and here's another tip. Bring your reusable cup, like a mug, that your coffee at your desk, because the cups they have are not as efficient as you thought they would be. They leak. You have to, I literally had to make a paper towel fort, and I did not, paper towel fort for my cup, and I did not feel like wasting my time while I was in school. And it was so annoying, because then there was just one professor was like, fix it, because your desk is a mess. And it was like, and I wanted to say, well, you don't own the school, you don't own the desk, so get the fuck away from me. But you can't say that, because you're a fucking bitch. But that's just me. But anyway, so definitely. Bring your own mugs, get some coupons, do whatever. I recommend bringing your own mug, because then it's $1, not $3. And it's cheaper. And I like it. Dunkin' refills them. I think McDonald's refills them, Wendy's refills them. Even anywhere, pretty much anywhere refills them. Mm-hmm. They're really, really efficient. And I like them. Jeremy, welcome. They're really efficient. I really like them. I think it's great, because then going out for coffee is so much easier. Then you can just go out with your friends, you can bring a mug, you can bring your coffee cup. If you're I recommend if like you're going out for coffee and you have your own mug with you, whatever, fine. But if you're just like sitting down and you're just like, oh, I'm just gonna sit here, I'm gonna hang out, I'm gonna sit in this cafe, little cafe, I'm just gonna hang out, fine. But if you're just gonna sit in your car or go to work, then bring your own mug with you, because then it defeats the purpose of them having to pay for your reusable mug. And some places are going to discontinue that if people don't decide to do that anymore. I had to breathe. My throat is on fire today. I'm surprised I'm recording. So I'm going to kind of skip through, because I feel that Java is the way to go here. And I've been talking about Java lately, where I've been having like a little Twitter poll with everybody on there, so if you want to debate on that, and I put in my favorite one, it was "Bitch Gotta Have My Java," where I want to like put like a little slogan in with my Java pod, or even have it where it replaces Java pod in the first place. But I kind of want to do it like that, because I don't know what I want to do with it, but I think it'll be pretty cool. It's kind of different, because I'm not trying to do like a podcast where it's like, talk about this, or talk about that, talk about this. Well, I feel that there should be like a slogan behind it. I feel there should be something fun. I I feel that talking about coffee is fun. So, if you felt that this job pod was, this CCQ person over here was very useful today, you better share this around, comment, post, go on with CCQ job upon Twitter, talk about it, share about it, laugh about it if you want to, and I will check you guys out, not literally, but I'll CCQ all of you later, because this bitch has gotta have her job right now, so I'll see you guys later.